Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Now, do you feel like you're on the outskirts? Maybe nobody in particular is paying attention to you? God's got a good message for you. Hang on, here we go. The more I consider the whole incarnation of Christ, the amazing humility of Mary, the divine choice of nowhere town, Nazareth, the orchestration of a worldwide registration in order to move Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, the miracle births of John the Baptist and Jesus. You know, it stuns me and overwhelms my puny mind. The setting for the announcement from Gabriel amazed the first century Jewish readers just because he ignored Judea, and then he ignored the city of Jerusalem, and then the temple itself, and instead went to Galilee, which the Jews held in contempt because of its half-breed population. Furthermore, Gabriel went to the village of Nazareth, basically a non-place. It wasn't even mentioned in the Old Testament or in the rabbinical writings. A shoddy, corrupt stop between the ports of Tyre and Sidon. It was basically overrun by Gentiles and Roman soldiers. You may recall that even Nathanael, when learning that it was Christ's hometown, said, "Can anything good come from there?" And who was this girl? Mary. As young as 12 years old, she was from a poor family and was literally and certainly illiterate. Like all the peasants of this area, she rarely traveled more than a few miles from home. Pastor Kent Hughes says, "A nobody in a nothing town in the middle of nowhere." Now, she presents for us a wonderful contrast in several ways. Whereas Zechariah and Elizabeth were elderly, she was a youth. Whereas Gabriel approached Zach in the holy place of the temple in Jerusalem, in the course of his service with the incense. Mary encountered Gabriel in a nondescript place, presumably her home, in nowhere town. Whereas the priest was fearful and doubting, well, the girl was afraid, but trusting and submitted. Whereas Zechariah and Elizabeth's son, great man that he was, with his death, ended the Old Testament. On the other hand, Mary's son, God's son that he is, with his death on the cross, began the New Testament. Now, consider all the characters and conditions that came into place. Consider all the audience, divine, angelic, and human. Consider all the divine promises, the many thousands of years of expectations. What if Mary declined? What if she fumbled in faith like Zechariah did? What if Joseph freaked or made a public display out of her? The magnitude of all the intricacies of the holy drama are indeed mind-numbing, to say the least. Thus, nowhere town became the very center of the universe, both seen and unseen. And this is how God does things, isn't it? Absolutely perfect and completely contrary to man's ways. Oh boy, that gives me such hope. When Nathanael blurted out, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" he certainly had no idea how far off his skepticism or cynicism was. And in like manner, I can look around at the utter disaster the world has become today, or look at the book of Revelation and read in chapter 18, it says, "After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird." And like Nathaniel, I can only see our world, planet Babylon, as planet nowhere. But that's not the end of the story, for God has promised to renew our world. Oh, yes, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Revelations 21 says that, and you can see the same thing or similar in Isaiah 65 and Isaiah 66 and 2 Peter 3. So why does God choose Mary, in whom to plant the seed of salvation? Why does he choose Nazareth to plant his son? Why does he choose a planet that is, as Genesis says, without form and void? See Genesis 1. 2. To plant a Garden of Eden. And why did God choose you and me? Friends, God delights in choosing nobodies, in nowhere places, to accomplish the things that only He can do. Why? Because that brings Him the glory only He deserves. And praise that gushes forth from our hearts. Praise God.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.